Hello. Welcome to the Second Society Project, a special broadcast. My name is David Schmidt. The title of this special broadcast is Ordered Myoglobin in Muscles with Predominantly Type 1 Fibers Can Account for the Attraction of Magnets Unrelated to Vaccination Sites. The preparation of this podcast was June 4th, 2021. During the afternoon of June 4th, I did some experimenting with two devices, simple devices. One is a magnetic viewer, which I ordered at the prompting of Joe Atwill, I ordered them from a engineering company in Slovenia. And the purpose of this device is for checking magnetization of mechanical devices used in rotary and linear motion sensors. It turns out that the device is not quite strong enough to pick up the magnetic field lines of anything on my body, at least, that could have been magnetized. And so, although it's a great little device, it turned out not to be. It doesn't look like it'll be useful for the purpose of examining this question that seems to have gripped everybody recently regarding what are claimed to be the magnetizations of vaccination sites. Of course, the concern there is that something is being injected, perhaps a tagging mechanism of some sort, or some sort of contaminant. At any rate, on Thursday, the 3rd of June, I picked up some neodymium magnets at hardware, and I began to do some experimentation with them. Tried it out on a friend who had been vaccinated with one of the mRNA vaccines. And it finally seemed to work on his vaccinated arm. Not so clear on the unvaccinated arm. And this was a development from a previous trial that he and I tried on his arm, using a much weaker magnet. The neodymium magnet's pretty strong. Anyway, I tried the neodymium magnet on myself and on both deltoid muscles, which are the muscles sort of cover the shoulder and reach down onto the arm. I was able to get the neodymium magnet to stick on both deltoid muscles. What's interesting is that I probably haven't been vaccinated in 10 to 12 years. And so this immediately raised the question of what really is occurring. It's pretty clear from that simple experiment with me representing a sample size of one, that something is going on other than a relationship of magnetization of the body to vaccination. And I'm quite interested in this topic, really, now. I did my doctoral work on a question of biomagnetism, orientation and navigation of honeybees in earth strength magnetic fields. I did that work with Harald Esch at Notre Dame in the United States. And so I was, however, resisting being drawn in, excuse the phrase, or attracted to this problem of magnetization. But Joe Atwill kept insisting, and And it managed to catch my attention. So now we have evidence that there is something more complicated than magnets being attracted to injection sites from vaccines. So I began to ask some questions, and I relied upon my background in physiology and having taught cadaver anatomy, my background as a neuroscientist. And so I put some things together pretty quickly. Well, one thing I did was I explored some other sites besides the deltoid muscle. I remember seeing one video where a woman was able to get the magnets to stick to the chest above the breast. I was able to do the same. So that would be in the region of pectoralis major, the upper portions of pectoralis major. And of course, one has to take into consideration that the level of fat underneath the skin is going to have bearing on whether the magnet sticks, because it does seem to be the muscles which are attracting the magnets. I tried the magnets on my forearms, on the underside of my forearms. That would be the flexor side of the musculature. And indeed, I was able to get attraction to the region above flexor carpi radialis, palmaris longus, and over flexor carpus ulnaris. Not everybody has palmaris longus, by the way. That's kind of a curious little fact. On the extensor side of the forearms, the effect was much weaker. I was able to get a few spots on that side over probably what is extensor carpi digitorum. I hope this doesn't get too technical. I hope for those who aren't into the anatomy and the Latin words, just bear with me. I think it's going to get interesting. And for those of you who do have some familiarity with muscles, either as physicians or physical therapists or athletic trainers, you'll probably find this interesting. I found a little location on biceps brachii, both arms, and was able to get some magnetic attraction there. Exploring further, I found that the magnets would also stick to the trapezius muscles, which run sort of in a kind of diamond shape from involving the neck, the shoulder, and then the back towards the spine. Also latissimus dorsi along the back, and then the erector spinae region above the, which is a whole group of muscles that keep the spinal column erect. And interestingly, I found that the magnets would stick over my eyebrows in the forehead region. That would be over the frontalis muscles. Now, what's interesting about all these muscles is that they serve either a postural or anti-gravity role. They're all anti-gravity muscles, so that would include the frontalis muscle that keeps the eyebrows up. I had Bell's palsy about 12 years ago, and I can attest that the frontalis muscles do quite a bit of work of keeping up the tissues of the facial region, and they get quite sore when you Bell's palsy, and the tissues are dragging downward. And a friend of mine I was speaking to wanted to know what was around, what was going on with the legs. I didn't find much activity of magnetic attraction on the legs, and then she suggested the ankle region. And sure enough, in the lower medial side, perhaps over extensor digitorum longus, there was a bit of attraction. And so what all of this tells us is that most likely these are muscles that are involved in enduring slow contractions, the kind of contractions that can go on for hours even. These muscles don't have a need to act with much rapidity. And they are described, the fibers that predominate in these muscles tend to be what they call slow oxidative fibers. Sometimes they're called red fibers. And muscles that have a lot of these fibers have a lot of capillaries bringing oxygen to them. And these type of muscle fibers rely a lot on triglycerides for energy. And also, they have lots of mitochondria. And furthermore, they have a lot of a protein called myoglobin. Myoglobin is an oxygen bearing molecule. It serves as a reservoir of oxygen for a muscle fiber. And it's similar to hemoglobin. It has it does have an iron in something called a heme group. But unlike hemoglobin, it only has one of the sort of peptide globin portions of its overall complex. So it what's also interesting about myoglobin is that it was the center of work by two scientists who received a Nobel Prize in 1962, and that would be Kendro and Perutz. And they received a Nobel Prize for their work using X-ray crystallography to describe the shape of the myoglobin molecule. In order for X-ray crystallography to work, the molecules have to be able to be arranged in a crystal, in a very regular array, so that when the X-ray beams, electromagnetic radiation in the X-ray region, when they bounce off of the molecule, they form regular interfering waves that can be visualized macroscopically. So this gives us a little clue about what might be going on with these magnets in these muscles, in particular these anti-gravity muscles, and that is that the myoglobin, I'm going to hypothesize, is being ordered in a very regular way, and it might be ordered in a regular way only under the influence of the external magnet, in this case a neodymium magnet, that we can explore. And you know, in other words, what I'm saying is the arm may not have a magnetic remnants to it. It may only be an induced magnetic magnetization under the influence of external ferromagnetic magnet. Now, this is quite interesting, because in relation to this excitement that people have, thinking that maybe these magnets sticking to people's arms, especially in the deltoid region, that indicates some relationship to these vaccines for COVID. I think we can say rather definitively that that's not the case. And I am supplying an alternative theory of error to explain why we're seeing these magnetic attractions. I don't know. I haven't heard yet of this phenomenon. I think it's interesting. I think we have something new, and this very well may be the first description of magnetization of type 1 muscle fibers in tissues, and that's absolutely fascinating. It really is. It's fascinating for somebody I think who studies biomagnetism. And I think it's interesting to physiologists in general, and anyone interested in physiology. So regarding the question of are the vaccinations producing magnetic effects, again, I think we can say no. We can rule that one out. And I would just like to remind listeners, or maybe this is the first time you've heard it. Somebody once asked Linus Pauling, who received a Nobel Prize in chemistry, as well as one in peace. They asked him how he was able to have so many good ideas throughout his career. And he said, well, first of all, you have to have a lot of ideas. And then you have to get rid of the bad ones. So that's what we're doing here. We're getting rid of what turns out to be a hypothesis that didn't hold up to scrutiny. I'd invite you to visit my podcast site. It's fairly new. It is www.podomatic.com/podcast/DE Schmidt, S-C-H-M-I-T-T. And we'll be having, if everything goes according to plans, a wide variety of conversations about politics and science and COVID and resets. And I thank you for listening very much. If you would like to contact me directly, my email address is deschmidt@protonmail.com. That's D as in David, E as in equestrian, Schmidt, S-C-H-M-I-T-T, @protonmail.com. Thank you very much.